Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. You're back at my show. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot of news to cover, but I cannot start without just a quick review of the Thor movie, right? Because Thor was naked. Thor was naked. It was a fantastic twist, elated the audiences, erected ratings. It was, I think it was a brilliant move on Marvel, but people are mixed. So, Thor, for those of you who don't know who he is a very, very handsome Chris Hemsworth who plays a god, has long blonde hair and muscles and, you know, this hammer and is just, you know, one of those just old school superheroes that has been softened, you know, as society has now been, you know, saying, look, you know, you need to have a partner in crime and it can't always be another dude and, you know, it has to, you know, you have to show that, you know, women can also be gods and goddesses and all that. And so, and so he's very, very open. He's very progressive. But he brings back that nostalgia of that big, muscular, you know, sort of, you know, hero that can just hit and pound and, you know, but not necessarily be Hulkish, you know, because Hulk was kind of green, you know, had some very interesting facial features. I mean, Thor is just, it's just something to look at. And in this latest sequel, the Love and Thunder, he's naked. Now, that's not a spoiler. It's all over. There's no way I'm going to spoil the movie for you guys because it's out there. In fact, that's all everybody's talking about. They should be talking about how Christian Bale probably deserves an Oscar for his role. They should be also talking about a Russell Crowe. Wow. I mean, Russell Crowe, that scene, he did a fantastic, fantastic job. Again, I think he deserves an Oscar. In fact, I mean, most of them did very, very well. Tessa Thompson, Natalie Portman, you will see Chris Pratt. You'll see, actually, there's a lot of little surprises. And by the way, before I forget, for those of you that watch these Marvel movies, you got to stay till the end because there's two after credit scenes. And for those of you who are Ted Lasso fans, you will scream, right, when you after one of the after credit scenes. I did. I'm sitting there and I'm telling everybody, you know, that I'm with, all right, we got to stay for the after credit scenes. And all of a sudden, I just scream. And I'm surprised that I screamed because I didn't scream during the nude Thor scene. During the nude Thor scene, I was like, yay. I was clapping. I was like, yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, this movie gets 5 stars. But with the after credit scene, it was such a shock that I screamed. And I was screaming in happiness. It was a fantastic after credit scene. So these movies, you know, Marvel, DC Comics, which, by the way, I found that kind of shocking. I didn't think that if you were in a DC film, you could also be in a Marvel film. Christian Bale, I think, is one of the first, maybe, that was able to be Batman in DC comics and then, or in the DC movies and then be in this movie here, but he did a fantastic job. He's a brilliant actor. But it's interesting how they need to attract and get the ratings up and, you know, and people have always wanted to see Thor naked. You just can't ask that. You can't, you know, and you got kids, and that's not its place. It's supposed to be a kid movie. You know, Marvel is supposed to be what took place of the whole Superman, and, you know, it's supposed to be a movie that the kids can go to and, you know, learn about superheroes and then buy a whole bunch of, merchandise and, you know, just make the company money. So they wanted to appeal to the parents, and they did. They did. I was very appealed. Very appealed. Now, people are saying Marvel's never done nudity before. Yes, they have. This isn't the first time Marvel's done nudity. Do you guys remember the Hulk was naked? Do you remember seeing Hulk tushy? There was a scene in, I think, Thor Ragnarok. I think there was a scene where the Hulk was naked, and I think Thor had to kind of look away. So that was pretty fascinating. I need to see it again because I haven't seen it in a while. But, you know, movies are struggling. Movies are struggling because, as I said, they have to check the boxes. They have to look like they're doing everything so they don't get in trouble with the woke police. They have to, you know, make sure they don't do anything politically incorrect. They can't, you know, sexualize, you know, female characters. They have to be, you know, so they went retro with this, and they really sexualized the male character. Now, you are seeing some mixed reviews on that. Some people are saying that was shocking. Some people thought that it was very tasteless, and there's all sorts of comments on it. Some people thought it was unnecessary, that it was unnecessary for Thor to have to be naked in a scene. And it wasn't a sex scene. Alright, it's just there was a scene where, you know, he had to be naked. and I mean, I personally think that was vital to the whole storyline of the plot. I think the protagonist needed to be naked, so I am going to commend the writers on that one. But if I was going to be objective about it, and if I was going to look at it, you know, as a movie producer and you know, as a Marvel story lover who I've basically followed almost every single Marvel movie, there's still a couple I think I might have missed because they just came out and there wasn't a lot of promotion for it. It looks like you're trying too hard. And there were some things in this movie where it looked like they were trying too hard. They were trying too hard with some of the comedy. Some of the comedy was great, but then they tried to throw more in, and it just didn't work. You know, Natalie Portman is a fantastic actress, but she's not necessarily a comedian. You know, and so those were some misses. Her storyline and her story arc was fantastic. I think she did a very good job. Valkyrie did a fantastic job. I would tell you, just for movies in general, like with Jurassic World, just with a lot of things, just don't have high expectations anymore. Don't expect the best movie in the world. Now, I thought Top Gun Maverick was fantastic. Did I think it was the best movie? No, I didn't. I thought, you know, it was very predictable. So I give Thor, you know, a lot of thumbs up for unpredictability. And I got to tell you, see that after credit scene, because Marvel, I believe Marvel Studios is going to really, really have a great couple following movies if they make good on that after credit scene. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so if I'm walking down the street or if I am, I don't know, in a bathroom somewhere or whatever, and I see a crisp white and green dollar bill, $10 bill, $20 bill, $100 bill, I'm going to go near it. I mean, the Pavlovian response that humans get when they see money is, huh? And we just go right to it and we pick it up. Now, I'll sometimes pick it up and say, somebody drop this. I always do that. I don't want to keep any money that's not mine unless I do my due diligence. So did anybody drop this? Anybody? No. Okay. Oh, I tried. But I always feel like there's cameras everywhere, even in the bathrooms. So I want to show them, like, hey, guys, I didn't steal this. Anybody? So I make sure and I do a big 360 so every camera that could be in the area or whatever could see, like, did anybody lose this? And if I see that nobody lost it, there's no, lost and found, I pocket the money. That stops now. That stops now. Do not touch it. It's a trap. It is a trap. I told you guys this about a year ago, how there will be drugs on money, and it's just sitting there, and you're going to walk over to it, or your kid's going to walk over to it. How many of you guys have taught your kids to pick up money on the ground? I did. Not purposely. You know, you're supposed to teach your kids how to, you know, hunt and fish and, you know, build fire and do all those things in the olden days. What do we do now? We're like, oh, there's money, pick it up. I had my kids, there would be like a quarter, and I didn't want to like bend down because I had groceries and all that. I go, oh, there's a quarter, pick it up. Find a quarter, pick it up. You'll have more good luck than a penny. I don't find a penny, pick it up. Find a penny, pick it up all day long, you have good luck. I don't do that because it never worked. And it's just a penny. You know, I understand it's worth a lot more than a ruble, but still, I'm not going to Russia anytime soon. So, but when you see dollar bills, that's money in the bank. And so you want to go towards it. And sadly, there has been accidental poisonings and some pretty, pretty dangerous ones because there's drugs on them. So last month, and again, this isn't a news story because we've been warning you guys for a while about how money sitting there could be dangerous and to just walk away or report it. You want to report it so a kid doesn't pick it up. But last month, Tennessee authorities warned residents to not pick up loose money because it could be deadly, especially to kids. They said they had, this is in Tennessee, on June 9th they posted, or June 8th, we've had two separate incidences recently that I feel is a great concern to public safety. On both occasions, a folded dollar bill was found in the floor of a local gas station. When it was found and picked up, the person discovered a white powdery substance inside. The substance was later tested and was positive for methamphetamine and fentanyl. This is very dangerous. Folks, please share and educate your children to not pick up the money. I personally plan, this is the sheriff's office, I personally plan to push for legislation for a bill that would intensify the punishment if someone is caught using money as a carrying pouch for poison. It enrages me as a father and a sheriff that people can act so carelessly and have no regard for others' well-being, especially a child. I hopefully find the ones responsible. So what's happening is a few things. Number one is people are hiding their drugs in their money. The money's folded. So if somebody searches them, they go, well, that's the wallet, that's cash. They don't look at it for drugs. Others, the money is being folded up and used to make lines or other things, and so a lot of times the dollar bills or the bills can be contaminated with the powder. And then what I believe is also happening now, and even more incidences, is the purposeful poisoning of it, and the money is left on purpose so people get it. Now, some of you will say, okay, why would somebody waste expensive drugs to purposely do that to somebody? Well, you have some, you know, real psychos out there that want to kill. Maybe they have extra. They're like, you know what? I don't like people. This is how I feel. I am, you know, eliminating the population. Who knows? They're psychos. When they don't have, you know, a very logical, healthy mental psyche, they're going to, you know, do stupid. The other is, we have issues with supply and demand when it comes to drugs. And if there is more supply than demand, the manufacturers, producers, distributors need to figure out ways to increase demand. Well, if you can't increase demand by going, hey guys, try our drugs, and lockdowns are preventing people from, you know, going up to kids at school or, you know, work and things like that, even though we're still not in lockdown, I mean, we're out of lockdown, but a lot of people are working at home, then another option is, well, you get somebody addicted by them taking it accidentally. So sadly, these things are out there. And like I said, you know, sometimes it could be an accident. It just, the money could have just dropped and, you know, it just was contaminated. So you don't want to touch it. So in Kentucky, a woman posted on Facebook this last weekend, what happened to her. So let me just read. Her name is Renee Parsons. She's from Indiana, but she's currently in Kentucky. And she said, this happened Sunday, July 10th at 4:30 p.m. She says, do not pick up anything off the ground. I would not typically share a personal story like this on Facebook, but I am still in disbelief that it happened to me. Driving through Nashville, Tennessee, we needed to make a quick stop to use the bathroom. Well, you see, I'm not the only one that says I have to pee. Look, other people also post that they have to pee, okay? Come on. Cut me some slack. Anyway, they needed to make a quick stop to use the bathroom. We stopped at McDonald's. And while I stand with my three-month-old baby and wait for my husband so I could go to the bathroom, I see a dollar bill on the ground. Thinking absolutely nothing of it, I pick it up. Holding it in my hand, I look around and contemplate giving it to the little girl I saw. Right then, my husband came out of the bathroom, and I throw the dollar in my pocket, hand him the baby, run to the bathroom. I wash my hands, and I don't dry them all the way. I go out to meet them and start to walk to the car a minute or so later. Meanwhile, I did grab the dollar out of my pocket, held it, and then put it in the car door. As I did that, I told my husband how lucky I was to find a random dollar. No, you weren't lucky. Poor thing. She said, then I grabbed a wipe to wipe my hands off because I remember him telling me not to pick up money off the ground as people have been putting it in fentanyl. As they began to somewhat lecture me, it hit me, and men do. I mean, my husband lectures me too. Right? And in this case, he was right. As he's doing the lecturing or the mansplaining, which a lot of us women don't like, but he was right about, it hit her like a ton of bricks. All of a sudden, she says, I felt it start in my shoulders, and the feeling was quickly going down my body, and it would not stop. I said, Justin, please help me. I'm not kidding. I feel really funny. I grab his arm, not thinking, and then my body went completely numb. I could barely talk. I could barely breathe. I was fighting to stay awake as Justin was screaming at me to stay awake and tried to talk to 911 and find the closest fire station or hospital. I passed out before we arrived at the hospital, but thankfully, they worked almost as quickly as my husband did to get me there. It took a few hours and some meds, but I eventually started feeling normal again. The police officer that came to take the report told us it was one of two things. Either the dollar bill was accidentally dropped and it had been used to cut or store drugs, or was purposely left with drugs in it. Either way, this is absolutely real and sad. The mixture of my wet hands and the alcohol from the wipes mixed with my body's reaction to that drug could have cost me my life. And it could have just been the drug. I don't know if it necessarily was also the hand sanitizer, but alcohol, the drugs, could be. She says, God has other plans for me, and thankfully I'm able to reflect upon and laugh at just how blessed I am to have my husband who drove like my life depended on it, 98 miles per hour in a 35. I wouldn't do that because I'm sure some cop might give him a ticket, so I wouldn't say that. Running every red light and crossing over curbs, because if it wasn't for his love and determination and God's plans, I wouldn't be here. The moral? Don't care. I don't care if it's a $20 bill or a $100 bill. Do not touch it. So I read all that to you guys because it's really, really emotional. And it just, it's very, very real how money just sitting there can be, you know, can kill you. And my kids, I know they'll pick it up. You know, and I did. I texted my kids going, remember, guys, don't pick up money. You know, and one of them is a smart owl because I, what if it's a $100 bill? Okay. How much does Narcan cost? So technically, I'd still make a profit. I'm like, stop it. You're being stupid. Because he's just joking. But we are conditioned to, when we see money, we get googly eyes. And we get all excited. And I mean, the same. I got that same euphoria when I walk by a piece of chocolate cake. And I'm like, ooh, there's chocolate. You do not touch money. And it's not just fentanyl. There's other bad things out there. So fentanyl, as you guys know, are 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, 30 to 50 times more powerful than heroin. Fentanyl is used to help, control pain, you know, in those who have cancer and severe issues. Well, sadly, it's used as a lace for a bunch of things out there. Be careful out there, people. 1-877-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index is out, and it's worse than the experts anticipated. U.S. inflation reached 9.1% in June, its highest rate in nearly 41 years. The United States is facing a summertime wave of COVID-19, but some public health experts worry the Biden administration is not doing enough. The White House COVID-19 team on Tuesday outlined a strategy for managing the subvariant BA5. Dr. Fauci on Fox News.
I don't mean to scare people or to get people feel they have to dramatically alter their lives or do anything with mandating a thing like that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about making use of the available interventions that we have.
This morning, there are just under 91,000 COVID cases in America. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. President Biden landed in Israel this morning for the start of his first trip to the region since taking office. The trip will include a visit to Saudi Arabia and a meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Many Republicans are hopeful they can unseat Michigan's Governor Democrat Gretchen Whitmer in the November midterms.
As Michigan's countdown to its August 2nd primary now holds at less than 3 weeks away, a frontrunner is emerging for the GOP gubernatorial nod. Recent MERS News and Mitchell polling shows Tudor Dixon inching ahead of the pack. Three other candidates, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, and Garrett Soldano, are essentially tied for second. Ralph Rebant polled at 1%. James Craig, the former Detroit police chief, was bounced from the ballot for insufficient and invalid signatures on his nominating petition. He's running as a write-in candidate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we've found out today that our inflation rate has now hit the highest level it has in over 40 years, 9.1%. And I told you from the beginning, I just wonder if China had something to do with this and had planned this all along. And I made a little infographic for you guys, just to kind of summarize what's happened over the last couple of years. Very simple little thing I posted. And I'm not doing this to rip on any particular administration, but this is just basic economics. And a lot of people are kind of confused by economics and why something causes something else. But if I could just basically summarize what happened and why we're here today and what we're about to face, it might simplify things. So we were going about really good economy, really, really strong. And then in the fall of 2019, people were coming into their cold and flu season. Many of them were calling into telemedicine saying, but my flu test was negative. So if my flu was negative, the flu tests were pretty damn, you know, sensitive at the time and accurate. Like, I got something else. Maybe it's a different flu. And then we came to learn that there was a virus that started spreading in China that we got our way. And it was a pretty deadly virus and we didn't know what the heck was going on and people were dying from it. And we learned it was COVID. Some of us were like, where did this come from? Was it malicious? Was it accidental? Does anybody know? No, we're still trying to figure it out 3 years later, 2.5 years later. So then government officials decided to lock us down. All right, everybody lock it down. I'm like, well, wait a second. Okay, you know, I know some people are scared, but some of us still have to work. If you lock us down, how do we feed ourselves? How do we feed our employees? How do you live if you're being told you're not allowed to work, threatened with jail time? The government goes, we got you. We're going to give you money. And I was overwhelmed by the PPP process, the Paycheck Protection Program. We're going to give you money to pay your staff. Don't fire your staff. Keep staff on the payroll, and we're going to give you money. And I'm like, there are millions upon millions upon millions of businesses out there. That's a lot of money. Don't worry, we got it covered. Well, they had to get it covered. Well, they printed money. And whenever you print money, you devalue the dollar. Now, you might think, well, nobody knows that they printed money. You know, no, you know, your dollar is still your dollar. But for them to put trillions of dollars into COVID relief, so they didn't allow people to go back to work, but they were like, but we're going to print money so that you guys could stay out of work. For those people that don't want to go back to work, despite the PPP money, we're going to give you guys extra money on your unemployment. So it was money, 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 money. Well, we knew once they were going to print trillions of dollars of money, we'd get inflation. The value of the dollar drops. Now we have inflation. Inflation has now reached 9.1%, the rate. This is the highest spike. And it's not just travel sector. It's not just healthcare. It's everything. It's food, it's gas, fuel, it's everything. Our inflation is now mass because the value of the dollar is dropping. The value of the euro dropping also. I mean, now the euro is equal to a dollar. So as things are getting more and more expensive, people are like, I don't think I'm going to want to spend. I can't tell you how much less spending I have done because I really don't want to spend $20 on a sandwich. I want to buy a new dress, but that new dress is a lot more expensive than it was 2 years ago. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a rewear. You guys are going to see me do a lot of rewears. Cold shoulder has been out of style since pre-COVID. Doesn't matter. That's the clothes I have. That's the clothes I'm going to wear. I don't care what's in style. I'm wearing whatever I can afford. So when consumers are like, we're not spending anymore. We're going to cut down on spending. Then the movie theaters start being empty. Then the restaurants start being empty. If less money's being spent, less money comes in, then bosses are like, look, I don't need all the staff. I know Biden told us to pay more, to increase wages to get you back. But the problem is our payroll is so damn high right now, I got to let some of you go. They let some people go. Now there's long lines. Less people coming in, we go into a recession. So some of you feel the recession's here. Some of you feel it's coming. Some of you feel we're never going to see a recession. But the basic economics is whenever you spend and you print more money to spend, the value of the dollar drops, and then prices go up to try to handle that offset. When prices go up, people don't want to spend, and you go into a recession. Then what eventually happens with the recession, and some people are saying the recession is necessary, what ends up happening is people just stop spending money. Well, if they stop spending money, they start to save money. Then prices go down because there's this trying to attract and compete. If prices go down, they're like, wait a second, now I could get a $1.99 burger again. I'm going to go and buy that $1.99 burger. And then people start to spend again and the prices go down. Now, I'm not saying a recession is a good thing. I'm saying if I could go back in time, what we shouldn't have done was the lockdown. The lockdown is what started all of this. And I get it as a doctor. People are like, why aren't you as a doctor supportive of lockdown? I was supportive of people closing down who wanted to close down. You know, I had a couple businesses, and we were going to close them down before anybody even mentioned lockdown. It was up to our staff. I'm like, hey, guys, if you guys are worried about this, the kids are out of school, let's close down for a few weeks. See what happens. We'll put some signs on the door. I want you guys safe. Until we know a little bit more, let's close down. The average business was going to close down anyway because people weren't going to come in. People were bunkering down. Did the government, however, have to mandate it? Did the government have to threaten loss of business license? Did the government have to threaten jail time? Like, didn't that bar owner in California have to go to jail? No, they didn't. Because then there was this underground market. People who wanted to get their nails done or their hair done or get a beard trim or some services, they tried to find people who would work out of their houses. People still, you know, had sex. People still dated. People still, lockdown or, you know, no lockdown, people who wanted things still got them. People still went to the store. If they wanted to eat, they still went to the restaurant. Yeah, I was looking up the street and seeing all people driving down. I was like, lock down my foot. These people don't want a lockdown. But because the government had imposed a lockdown, they had to then spend the money. And they had to then give businesses money. Now, I mean, my suggestion was, look, it's nice you guys are giving us money, but just let us open and then you could save the money. Just let us open up. You don't have to print all this money. You don't have to. You know, we're going to open up. We're going to hire people back again. No. We're going to double down. And so with this latest report, which is not good, inflation, you know, reaching one of the highest levels in 40 years, I think it's at 9.1%. I told you guys, what you do is you buy I-bonds. I-bonds are I-bonds are based on the inflation rate. So those of us that have I-bonds are making money. I'm not saying that inflation's good. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is as we have this cycle, there's a natural process and evolution of things, like a circle of life. So I-bonds are making pretty good money. They're at 9.1%, I believe, right now. So you do that. Sadly, you know, people are going to save money, and they're not going to spend. And so I think the recession, obviously, is inevitable. But if we could learn our lesson, right? And Dr. Fauci, if you guys have listened to Dr. Fauci, he has now been very, very careful about his recommendations. He's talking about masks, which we'll talk about because of the new wave of COVID. But he's, you know, I think government has kind of learned their lesson, and they are not, you know, going back to mandates. But what we do have to figure out is how can we stop the printing of money? Why are we having so much campaigns to put this money into this and this money into this that we don't have? Because as you print more money, it causes the value of the dollar to drop and then inflation to rise. It's just basic economics. A lot of us didn't take an economics class. A lot of us are kind of confused by why this happened. Is it all Putin? That's just the natural cycle of things. It's just we did something unnatural when we locked people down and then we said we're going to give you money to live. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are fascinated with pigs in medicine. And we are definitely fascinated by their hearts. And we really, 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 really want to be able to rely on our oink brethren to help save us in time of need. And so what researchers have done is successfully transplanted genetically modified pig hearts into two recently brain-dead people connected to ventilators. Well, they say they're deceased people, but some reports are saying, well, they're brain-dead, which means they're being kept alive on the machines. This was a New York University team, and they announced that the surgeries are the latest step forward, according to The Verge, in the field of animal-to-human transplants, or xenotransplantation. And they hope that this could then allow us to have a rich supply in organs when we have a dearth of organ donors. Now, I know some of you are like, well, they're saying this is the first time this has ever happened, but didn't they transplant a heart in a human a few months ago? They did. That was a little different. Okay, what's new about this is they're transplanting them into dead patients or brain dead patients so they have more time to study them and see how they work. The previous trial was a gentleman where I believe it was Robert Montgomery, I believe. And let me see, was already, and he had sadly died. We aren't sure if it was, he went into heart failure, I believe. Some say it was a virus that could have affected it, but the body didn't necessarily reject it. It did function for about 54 hours. But they're still trying to figure out what happened with that. But they need more time. You know, if somebody dies with the pig heart in it, then they can't study the heart. So what they decided to do was use humans whose heart could still be beating, you know, even though they have no chance of living because they're brain dead, and then they can at least study the heart for a longer period of time. So according to the research team, they said in a statement, our goal is to integrate the practices used in a typical everyday heart transplant only with a non-human organ that will function normally without additional aid from untested devices or medicines. So the team performed the transplants on June 16, which was my birthday, by the way, and July 9th. Each recipient was monitored for 3 days. In that time, the hearts functioned normally, and there weren't any signs of rejection from the recipients. The recipients were connected to ventilators to keep their body processes functioning semi-regularly, even after death. The two recipients were not able to be organ donors, but were able to participate in the whole body donation for this type of research. The two pig hearts came from biotech company ReviviCore. They produced genetically modified pigs. They funded the research. The pigs had 10 genetic modifications. 4 to block pig genes and prevent rejection. 6 to add human genes. So remember Jurassic Park? Put a little bit of DNA, dino DNA, into the frog. Not that that worked out well with Jurassic Park, but that's what they do. They're able to add and recombine genetic material. So the living person that successfully was given a heart, pig heart, excuse me, got the hiccups, was produced by ReviviCore. This was early January at the University of Maryland Medical Center. David Bennett Sr., that's what it was, David Bennett Sr. had, severe heart disease, initially responded well to the transplant, but he died in March of heart failure. Specific cause is still unknown, but they think infection with the pig virus may have contributed to his death. Sorry, I got the hiccups here. Now, the pig hearts are supposed to be free of viruses, but experts say they can be hard to detect. Now, the NYU team said they do screen for viruses, but could have happened during the xenotransplantation, who knows? So, brain-dead patients have also been used at NYU to test kidney xenotransplantation. A lot of people need new kidneys. A lot of people need new hearts, but kidneys are even more common. The NYU team announced this fall that it successfully attached a pig kidney to the leg of a patient on a ventilator. The patient's body did not reject the organ, and it functioned normally, through 54 hours of observation. Not sure what happened the 55th hour. So what happens next? Well, in order to do full clinical trials, they have to have FDA approval. So the NYU team aims to extend the amount of time that they monitor a transplanted heart to collect more information on trials, and they believe the trials may start sometime between now and 2025. ReviviCore said in April that it's hoping to start clinical trials in the next year or two. So what does this mean? Well, I always worry that if I need a kidney, it won't be there. Just like I worry right now that there's no real hiccup medicine I could take to stop hiccups. Do you know how you stop hiccups? How I stop hiccups, which I'm going to have to do on break, is I drink water while breathing through my nose. And it stops it for me. Some of you guys can stop your hiccups by holding your breath. Some of you can do it by, eating honey or, whatever you do, take a shot. But for me, I just have to be constantly drinking water while breathing through my nose, which kind of, excuse me, I think tricks the vagus nerve a little bit, because you need the epiglottis to, you know, be either open for air or open for food. So I do that. So anyway, I'll do that on break, and hopefully it'll work. But our manipulation of animal parts to be able to be used in humans is I think going to be a huge lifesaver. I get that it's scary. I get that there are some ethical considerations, and I know people are like, there might be animal rights groups that are also concerned by it. But it is very, very devastating when you, and I know young people, where their kidney just stops working, or they need a new heart. And you know, in the olden days, they would die. People would say, well, that's survival of the fittest. That's Darwinian natural selection. Not entirely. Not if some of these things are happening because of artificial reasons. And so if there's something we are doing that wasn't natural, that, excuse me, affected the heart or affected the kidney, and it wasn't just, oh, yeah, they were born with bad genes, then I don't think they deserve to die. You know, I mean, I understand that you know, natural selection means that people that have the stronger genes will survive, so then their offspring will have stronger genes. But a lot of these are not necessarily conditions that are genetic or something that makes a population weak. These are sometimes conditions that you know, could have been preventable, you know, stages back, that was of no fault to the patient. So being able to have a slew of organs and a trove of it to use that will be non-rejectable is the path, the path of medicine and science where we're going. I mean, we're doing heart stents that we're coating and trying to not let clog or get rejected, and we've done that to save millions of people from heart disease so they don't die of a heart attack. So they're, you know, we're already using, you know, certain things that we've already been kind of testing the limits of what we could do with the human body that it won't reject. So if there is a part to this pig that the body will not recognize as foreign, that they could use in order to make it last, this could be very life-saving. So that's kind of what happened there with the quote-unquote dead people used for pig transplants. It's allowed. It's just allowing them to see a kidney heart function without a human being having his possible life shortened. Like I said, this other gentleman, he lived with the pig heart, but he went to heart failure. 1-877-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.